This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:35 on a Friday afternoon. Appreciate you being with us. The Hard Line and Why Today Doesn't Suck is coming up in just a little bit. And Monty usually gives you the NIT break, but he has a scheduled day off. He'll be back on Monday. But instead, Mino is going to send us through the best of the rest.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Ticket. We have a big batch of breaks this week with a lot of sweet spot representation today. But let's start with the weekend. This was Saturday, the college football tailgate. It is Deddy. It is Lando. And if you know anything about Deddy, well, if you know a couple things about Deddy, you know one thing is he is a huge Longhorns fan. So he's been going through it this week. And is he cool Brother. About a loss? Probably not. Let's hear what he had to say on Saturday.
Let me ask. I see in this room two Longhorns, and in the ticker room there's a third. So I just want to get y'all's pulse and see how you doing. You okay?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm sad. Sure. I'm disappointed. Because the opportunities were there.
Don't
start, Mr. Irrelevant. I don't want to hear it from you this morning at all. And your punk ass.
Ask him how Tech played this weekend.
Yeah. Where was Tech this weekend? Oh, that's right. They were sitting at home after losing in their irrelevant bowl game.
Did y'all win?
Silence. Anyway.
What a start.
I'm doing fine. It's just disappointing.
You sound like it.
I don't need comments from the irrelevant peanut gallery.
God.
There's Deddy, the Longhorn fan. And how about...
Is that Deddy or EA?
I think it's on...
No, that's on Deddy.
I think it's on Deddy.
He was calling a fellow coworker irrelevant.
And a punk ass.
Several times.
How about EA trolling Deddy...
With a drop of himself.
I kind of love it.
Just playing his own
Honestly,
laugh.
I'm buying stock in EA. That's good.
That's a unique angle of running the board, playing drops of yourself. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but yes, that's candidate number one, Deddy losing his cool at EA. Candidate number two comes from the Hard Line. This is Davey. They were talking, Corby was getting at Braxton Miller, the former Ohio State quarterback.
Okay.
And Davey makes a reference. I don't know if this has ever been made before.
Ohio State was the very first team to win the national championship in that format. And what happened? Ohio State was always thought of as one of the good teams that year, but suddenly they lost their two quarterbacks. Was it Braxton Miller and somebody else? And Cardale Jones got dumped in.
Braxton Hicks.
I don't think that's right.
No, those are contractions. I'm sorry.
Okay. And
boy, contraction humor makes his way to the show.
Bob, I believe they played Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game.
So Davey making a contractions joke. He's had a baby in the past
year. Yeah, that's a thing. It's like false labor pains.
Okay.
Is what Braxton Hicks is.
Okay. It kind of sounds...
Lando? You're next, buddy.
Oh, no.
You too, Ham.
Yeah, I'm going Ham before Lando will.
At some point.
Braxton Hicks, I've not heard. It could be country music coworker pregnancy, if you want to add that to the list next year. So there's Davey, candidate number two. Now, in the NIT break, we have to have some work in progress in this segment every single week. It's usually Ham, sometimes Monto, sometimes DJ. This week, it was Monto, it was Baldy was in for DJ, and it was Ham. And Monto brought some German humor.
That's kind of brownie.
We have enough Tyson chicken nuggets to last.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have anything. I don't bring anything to the table for my in-law.
See, my in-laws love me. We'll be playing cards on Friday night, I'm sure. Very complicated German card game over some pizza. And we'll call it a day, yeah. Doppelkopf is the name of the game. Yeah.
What?
Doppelkopf.
Boy, that sounds like it was born out of Auschwitz or something.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Or anywhere in Germany.
Auschwitz not in Germany. That's in Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Monty.
What are you doing?
German-owned.
Munich, maybe? You had
Cologne. They had German proprietors for a while.
I am back.
You had Cologne. You had, like, five different German cities you could have gone to before that one.
Yeah, none of those worked. Well, we wish you well.
Thank you.
Was this early in the show, Ham?
Yeah, Monty was
breathless. This is the opening segment,
okay.
I believe.
It feels... Okay. I remember that, Justin. I remember the, all right, let's wake up. Let's get the show going.
With Auschwitz humor.
Show starts at 9. Wake yeah. it, firing out of bed at 8:30. Yeah, his geography was off a little bit.
And can I get
not
a 20?
Germany. Sure.
So Baldy is now living with his in-laws, like Ham is living with your in-law. Huh. Interesting.
Just trying to be like Ham.
It's all the same house, too, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like it's like Big Brother.
It's some swapping, yeah.
Okay, well.
Who's on the eviction block this week, Ham?
Mother-in-law, hopefully.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. Yes, yeah, speaking of Ham, he is our next candidate. Oh, Ham's good. Had a fantastic week. Some great drops, some great lines. Did a good job in the Monto e-break that won this morning. Now, he has had an issue in one small particular area, and that is playing return music that is... edited. Now, he did it today. He did it today on our show, playing Clear My Throat, where there's a GD in there. Mm. He also did it earlier this week on The Invasion, playing an LL Cool J song.
Ham Livestock shows Carnival Midway food and acres of shopping. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit FWSSR.com. So sore. I gotta take you from your man. That's
my... All right, 12:37. It's lunchtime with the Invasion.
You didn't hear that?
What's going on? No. Did he say something inappropriate?
Yes, he did.
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, come on now. Tonight. I hope I got it.
I hope so, too.
Lando came over the talk box and said, dump that!
Yeah, dump that!
All right, well, that was exciting.
On his headset again.
On a lunch. Steven Lewis, Matt McLaren.
The underrated part of that is Ham not knowing what to do because Ham's such a pro. He feels like there should be some music. So he's sort of riding the fader, hoping that they're not cussing when he brings it back up.
All right, 12:37.
And Matt thrown off so much. That he says lump time.
Yeah, lump time.
Maybe we can do lump time with the sweet spot in the afternoon.
It's lunchtime with the Invasion.
And it is so weird if you do have those snafus or if you have a young board op that might not have music ready. Ham never does that. But to just start a segment without music feels so weird to the brain.
Yes.
Just in every situation. If you just walk up to somebody and talk, it's fine. But to just start talking on the radio without anything under you just feels... very awkward.
You feel naked.
So that was kind of going on with McLaren there. So yes, there's Ham playing an LL Cool J song. What was the word in question?
The same word as today.
Oh, really?
The GD, yeah.
Okay, wow. What a big week for GD.
Mark that.
It's been a big week for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should mark that.
With yesterday, with the Major League clip that we put in the open.
Yeah.
He said that on the air. Yes, big week for it. Bring it back. You should be able to say that on the radio.
Yes.
All right, the final three, these are all involving the sweet spot.
Really?
All involving a member of the show.
Wait, hang on. So Monty won for his this morning.
Yes.
So this isn't...
This isn't not that e-break.
Wow,
no,
okay.
We have three other ones.
I think we had three others. Okay.
In the past 7 days, we have. And on Friday, Lando is nominated for... I've never heard this happen before. This is the most unique one where... He jumps into Why Today Doesn't Suck to correct something that he said in a ticker.
Yes, yes.
Syracuse quarterback Kyle McCord has declared for April's NFL draft. He led the nation in passing yards this season, close to 5,000, leading the Orange to a 10-win season. And Georgia quarterback Carson Beck also declaring for the NFL draft. Beck had previously said he would stay following his arm injury suffered in the SEC championship game against Texas.
Thank you, Ham. I'm going to go ahead and tell the hard line they are up now. Just to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Can I make a correction real quick, Monty, before you do anything?
Oh. Is this live?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In my ticker, I said Carson Beck declared for the NFL draft. I don't know why I wrote that. He is committed to Miami. That's my fault.
I heard
P1's.
That, Lando, and it was shocking.
I am so sorry. That is wrong information.
Whole station's sports reputation.
What am I supposed to believe in this day and age?
Should I still write the letter?
We're getting a ticket text now saying Kevin Landrum is breaking the news.
Go ahead and say I was wrong. It's okay. I messed up, and I want to apologize. That
it's
was
very strong.
Incorrect.
Well, the damage is done.
Yeah.
It is, but But I'm here to say I'm very sorry.
Don't you host a college football show?
It is. Yeah, that is true.
And what am I supposed to tomorrow. Do with this Carson Beck NFL draft sign I just
Yeah, I just redid my whole board.
This is why you have third billing behind Zach Barnett.
That's Ooh. Right. I do always come up
the
third in the promos.
All right, brother.
Bob just deleted the profile he just wrote.
I heard the Giants traded up for the first pick based off your ticker.
That was awesome.
That's pretty good.
And Lando did that to save himself from people on Twitter saying, "Hey, idiot. Carson Beck's transferring." Just imagine Adam Schefter, like, "Hey, yeah,
I'm his source.
Yeah, I'm hearing from the ticket in Dallas that Carson Beck is going to the NFL draft." From Kevin Landrum of the Ticket in Dallas.
What? I'm here to say I'm very sorry.
When you botch something in a ticker, you do feel kind of bad. That is a newsman thing that it'll haunt you for the rest of your day. So I understand where you were coming from, but I'm glad you did because we had a lot of fun.
And you're on an island too. Like if you mess something up like that, you return to
the
a
one
segment.
That got me was Monty going, "Don't you host a college football show?"
Yeah, I do.
And how Bob made a sign for the NFL draft.
Did you ever do anything like that, Sean?
I'm
where
sure.
you just
yeah, of course.
Report something completely opposite?
You just
or say the wrong word and it changes the yeah, context completely?
That is definitely
it's
happening.
Really funny. All right, so there is Lando. Candidate number six is our own Jay King, who has worn many hats this week. He was in for Ham for most of the afternoon on Monday, starting at about 1:30 or so. Monto was also here, and Monto handles Why Today Doesn't Suck. But for some reason, Jay just wanted to hand it over to Corby. Sweet spot, Sean Bass and David Mino, just like the liner said. And at 2:58, it's Jay King for a day.
Ooh, thank you, Mino.
GivingTheBin.com
brings you the Keeper of Peaceness, Corby Davidson.
What?
You're just going to forget.
Oh, yeah, my bad, not Monty.
Look,
I'm still in the other mode, my bad.
He's right there.
He's right there.
This isn't my normal shift.
Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Corby.
You can have it. And Monty.
Monty, what?
What? Just wide open for a pass.
I'm right here.
Sometimes people can't see me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jay.
There was Jay punting on third down.
That's
just
so
just
awesome.
No awareness of what's around him. Like,
all
right.
I thrown off
Corby.
All day Monday.
It's okay, buddy.
He's going through a move. He's got a lot going on, packing, moving, car stuff. So, yes, there's Jay King.
Reading.
And finally, I believe we're going to put this on OpEx. Could put it on OpEx. Could put it on Ham. This was from the sweet spot yesterday.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was during the, I think it was Wednesday, actually, the big damn deal of the day, the biggest sports story, the biggest thing on our mind. We get to it 1:35 every day. We have an open for it. Ham played it, and it sounded real weird. Anything ticket related, anything related, email rentfree1310@gmail.com. We'll get to those at 2:15. 1:55, Shahan Jayaraja will join us to talk some Quinn Ewers, some Natty, some Texas, a lot of stuff going on. Right now, it is 1:35 here on the Sweet Spot.
It's the Sweet Spot's Big Damn Deed of the Day.
That was weird.
What the hell just happened?
What is going on?
What was that?
That was not intentional. What the hell?
Is that OpEx?
What are you playing that out of?
Vox Pro. Oh, my God.
Jeez, dude.
All right. Kind of hit, though.
We got Optimus Prime doing
that. Being invaded. Yeah. Threw me off a little bit. All right, let's try to recover from that.
Big damn deal brought to you by the Decepticons.
Yeah, there we go. And it kind of sounds like something wild-ass Ham would do. Just something distorted.
That
odd.
Happens to that computer, though, frequently if you don't restart it at least once a week.
Yeah, I know.
It's very. You know.
Because the same thing happened 10 years ago when I would use it.
Happened to me when I was doing Stars games.
Oh,
imagine
man.
Bruce
yeah,
looking up
worst.
At me.
So, question, did you play today's Open out of that same Vox Pro?
I have it on like my OpEx Stinger page
okay.
now.
Technical but jargon.
It made the jump.
People in
made
the
jump
in the
yeah.
business.
Nice.
Yes.
So, yes, we'll put that one on OPEX. So there are your seven candidates. Is it Deddy, Dave, Monto, Ham, Lando, Jay, or OPEX? All different candidates this week. Let's start with our leadoff man. I like to start in the newsroom with Lando.
I'll take lump time with Ham.
Okay, Ham. Let's go to Ham since he voted for you.
I think he just voted.
Yeah, he did with the drop.
Oh, Lando? Okay. I thought you were just playing that as like an extension. Like, all
I mean,
right,
he
yeah,
called his
good,
own foul.
Okay. So there's Lando. That was a goodie break. All right, Jay King.
Give me Krabby Deddy.
Also funny. Deddy yelling at EA. Sean?
I think the happiest I was out of hearing any of those was listening to Deddy be snippy with EA. Mm. I think I have to, as good as Lando's was, I got to go with Deddy.
Brother.
That's right, brother.
Two for Deddy. It's down to me. I could cause a tie, or I could end it right here. It's so close. I'm gonna have to vote with the house. I got to give it to Deddy. If we get mad, angry Longhorn fan Deddy on a Saturday morning, let's give it to him. So congratulations, Deddy. I'm sure you won it before. I don't know if we have stats on his wins. Do we have it, Jay?
I don't have the
updated
ones.
He's won at least two, I'd say.
No, so we're doing great.
Congratulations, Deddy.